Welcome here to WakeUpCallDT.com for our first ever opportunity with Debbie Crossman, psychic medium. Proud to have her here on WakeUpCallDT.com to speak with you about the things that are important to you, whether it's someone that's passed on, if you're looking at a future job, relationships, whatever's going on in your life that's important to you. I've gone to Debbie, and you know here on WakeUpCallDT.com and through Dan's Tour Broadcast Media that I have never told you to use a service or a product that I haven't used myself and that I appreciate myself, and that's why I'm happy to bring Debbie onto the show for the first time, and she's going to be talking with a few of you tonight, but I think it's right to start off with Debbie first and foremost by saying hello and then seeing where things are as far as, you know, what you've done in your history. So how are you doing tonight?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And first and foremost, what got you into this? What kind of made you want to be a part of this profession and be able to help people in this way?
Because I had a visitation when my grandmother passed. I was a teenager. And it not only made me feel as if there was life after death, but that she was fine. There was nothing to fear. So I started to investigate, and back in the day, there wasn't that much to look at, but I did learn about mediumship and how to give readings and things. And so years later, I moved up to Boston, and they have what's called a spiritualist church up there. The spiritualists, it's an old-time religion, and they believe in life after death and communication with the dead. So I decided to go to the church, but then they asked me to kind of join their classes and see what happened. And lo and behold, I could do it without any real effort. It was just a natural thing.
How do you discover, when you say it's just a natural thing for you, how do you discover that you have this talent and this ability? Because it seems like, you know, as far as the average person, that this is something so beyond and, you know, calls on you to channel in a lot of different things. So how do you discover that you can do something like this?
I find that it's actually very common that people have intuitions, they've had dreams, they've had appearances that they'll see out of the corner of their eye. People have things happen. Nobody ever talks about it as a group, but one-on-one, everyone has a story. Everyone has had something happen in their family or to themselves. So basically, it's one of those things that I feel it is our sixth sense. We were born with this. And like any other muscle, if you exercise it, you'll get better. So if you were born with a good singing voice, but you never sang, it would be not much use to you. So if you're born with an intuition or a psychic ability and you never use it other than to see, you know, maybe I should take a left here, you know, that's all that is. It's using it more, trusting what you get, and then finding out you're actually right. And then you can have more confidence, and then you can do it more. So,
how have you had people respond to you? I mean, in all the years that you've done this, how is the response? I mean, we've talked a little bit before off the air that you will have people come back and say, oh, that didn't happen. But more often than not, what are you used to getting? I mean, do people get emotional? Do they kind of sense something and agree with you? I mean, how do people typically respond to being told things? Because some things are heavy, some things are big. What type of emotions have you gotten back?
Oh, everything from tears to people shaking to people saying I'm lying, you know. It really depends on what is that topic, how close it is to that person in that moment. I mean, if we're talking career, it's nowhere as near as emotional as romance or a deceased loved one or an upcoming pregnancy or whatever. But I find that most people are very good at knowing if I'm right or not. They know I'm not bullshitting, if I can say that on your radio.
Yeah, you can say that.
There's an instinct or an intuition that people have, even just talking to me over the phone to set up an appointment, and they just say, well, it feels right for me to come and see you. So already they're trusting their gut. And then if I say something in a reading, which we don't know yet if it's going to be true, it could be 6 months down the road, they're having faith that, you know what she says is sounding right, and if I do what she says, it's probably going to happen. So a lot of it is also within that person. If you walk in so skeptical and so ready to just, you know, your arms are folded and you say, okay, prove it to me, it's probably not going to work as well for you. I can still read you, but you might not believe what I say, in which case it's not going to be as useful to you.
When you do something like this, you know, you've said more so than me in the psychic medium, you try to be a motivator, you try to get people in the right direction. How does that all come together with you as far as reading someone and then trying to be the person that's guiding them or to attempt to guide them on the right path. I mean, how do you bring that all together? Because there's motivational speakers that aren't psychic mediums. There's people that try to use techniques to help other people out. But your way of being a motivator is through this channeling of what you're feeling from this person, their spiritual guide. How does that all come together to be beneficial?
First, I think it's if the people do trust me and they recognize that I'm coming up with something that is believable, it's helpful, it's not way wacky. It's somewhat wacky if you've never done it, but if it doesn't work, let's not bother with that. So we're going to do stuff that works. Secondly, I'm a huge promoter of the law of attraction. I've studied it. I'm a facilitator. I'm trained and certified. And I like to find in the reading somewhere an opportunity to let that person know not only does the psychic read your future, but is actually able to tell you how come that's going to happen or the future that you're wanting is not going to happen by how you are using that law of attraction. So to me, many times, the hook to teach the person how to make their life better is to give them a reading.
Yeah.
And then when they say, oh, yeah, I really want that, it's like, okay, I can help you with that. So that we're bringing it into something that's much more deep and much more life-giving than just a little bit of fortune telling. You know, I really am not a fortune teller. You know, I don't think I've ever given a winning number. I don't think that there's anything like that in my readings. But I am absolutely somebody who's going to figure out who you are, where you're coming from, what you're supposed to be trying to do in this lifetime, and then giving you a tool or more than one tool of how to get there from here.
So I'm going to be a part of this, and before we talk to people, I'm going to let you, you know, do a short reading here and kind of let people, you know, get a sense from this that have heard from me and obviously followed the show for a while and give them an opportunity to kind of get an example. So how do we get started here?
Well, as you know, Dan, I get mostly tuned into somebody through their voice. That's the way I was trained through that church. So I've been doing it for many years over the radio. I can do it. I don't need the voice. I can do it by email. I can do it by snail mail. I can do it, you know, a number of different ways. But the other thing that's important is that we sort of have some sort of a goal. You have some questions or something that you'd like to ask.
Right.
I can read somebody without having any questions, but we have a time constraint. So,
okay.
And also, you had a reading not long ago, so we don't want to necessarily go on that exact same material. I don't remember old readings. I wouldn't have remembered your reading a day later.
Yeah.
So do you have some questions you'd like to ask?
I guess first and foremost, I would say, you know, with my career and what I'm trying to do, the relationships I'm trying to build, how do you see my networking? How do you see my reputation, I guess I would start?
Well, actually, you have not only got a great reputation already, I believe you came into this business with a great reputation. I feel even as a young man, you were already building on that, perhaps in high school and things of that nature. I didn't know you then, but I absolutely feel that this then was something that was pretty easy for you to build on and go into your own business. I think you would have been perfectly successful in somebody else's business, but I feel as if it would have been rather a constraint on you to have to be under somebody else's thumb or their ideas. But one of the things that's strong about you this year is that you are absolutely at the edge of, what can we say that, where you're either going to fall off the edge and tumble down the chasm or you're going to fly. And as I see you, you're already running to fly. And so it's a very exciting time for you. Your aura is actually showing it to me as well, that you have a lot of the more full momentum or high vibration colors in your energy right now. One of them that I don't know if I saw the other day is platinum, and I don't see that very often. That's a big money color right there. You know, if we had a platinum ring, we'd be pretty happy. But also, it's very grounding. Any of the metal colors, if I saw gold or silver, those are grounding, but they all represent money. And so I really feel we're going into the big time financially, and that just means that your career is doing great, right? I mean, I suppose you could say that you were going to go off and, you know, sell real estate or something, but I really don't think that's it. I think it's this business.
When you look at what I do in my business, I know you say you don't remember prior readings, but you had talked about my company splitting into two equal parts, is that something that you still see, or how does that work out?
Glad you brought it up, because I didn't remember that. Well, I feel as if right now, the way I'm looking at that, it's not coming up right this second. So that this big push that I'm feeling, this momentum, is for the company as it is.
Yeah.
And I think that split is down the road. But the feeling that I have is that there's bigger money in one of those halves, all right? And that'll become clear very quickly. So even before the end of the year, you'll be able to say, boy, you know, this split happened around August or so, and by October, this side of it or that side of it is just booming. Okay, I am going to put more attention on that. You see what I'm saying? And then you could get into 2015 and have another split. And then even this first half, let's call it the left side, dies down a little bit. And this one, it got so big, now we have a shoot off of that. So you're doing great. You really have almost what I'd call a golden touch throughout 2014 and 15. Your downside would be, because I don't know how much your people know, you're a sensitive guy, and if you get too wrapped up in the people involved, you know, if you're going to be worrying about somebody else, I know you've got your wedding coming up this year, you know, your emotions are involved this year, so you are the one that's going to have to keep those separated.
So when you talk about keeping emotions separated from, I mean, are you saying from my personal life, or are you saying from people that I would work with? Both.
So that, because you can't really keep them separate. I'm sorry, but I don't think you can. So I think that as you become closer to somebody in business, you've worked with them a long time, or you've had a lot of dealings with them, and then maybe something goes awry, you know, you're going to feel that, whereas some hard-nosed businessman will just blow that off. I don't think you're able to do that too well. Maybe in 10 years, but not today. So you do have to watch out for that this year.
In those situations, you know, when you see that arising, you know, how can somebody like me get better in that respect, or, you know, how do you grow from that? Because I agree with you, you know, I do wear emotions on my sleeve a lot. And, you know, I've dealt with people before, if you have to chase them for money or, you know, or in some area, if you don't know what the direction they want to go in, I feel like I take that personal.
Well, the first thing to do is to separate out and recognize that it can't be personal. It isn't about you all the time. And sensitive people, it's always about us. You know, that's just the way we are. You're a natural-born healer and a natural-born teacher. So you're always sort of feeling where that other person is at, what their needs are, and then you are also going to be compassionate and empathetic. I don't want to hurt them. So it is, again, because you're a young man, you haven't got a ton of life experience to be able to separate that out and say, you know what, I realize you got an issue, but you got to pay the bill. You know, it's just one of those things that you ultimately learn. Even if you're going to be a gentle person when you say it, you're not going to smack them in the head, but you're not going to not say it just because you understand their situation.
One of the things that we talked about is difficulty of having a middle person where I'm trying to conduct some things in my business, but there's a person in the center. How do you see that situation working out? Because that's one of those situations where I do, you know, wear my emotions on my sleeve because I have had a good rapport with them. So, I mean, what do you see in that respect?
Well, the word that keeps coming to me, which is so funny because it's about that person and other things going on, is calm. You have to just calm down, be cool, calm, and collected, never let them see you sweat, that kind of a person. And then also back off that topic. One thing that the law of attraction teaches us is whatever you focus on, you get more of. So as long as you're focused on, oh, I haven't heard from that person, it's not happening, they haven't done this, you're going to get more of that frantic, panicky feeling. So you absolutely switch over to some other topic altogether. Oh, I'm going to do a radio show with Debbie. We now have taken the stress off of that other person, do you see? And so now things can cook, things can happen. And then when you go back to it, it'll be a different situation. But it's like when you've got a bad tooth or you're, you know, scratching at a pimple or something. It's like, okay, the more you make it red, the worse it gets. And so you really want to start to back off the topic.
If it's a topic that is important to me, how do you handle it? Do you see the topic working out? I mean,
if we're both talking about the same topic we were talking about a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
Yes, I do see it working out, maybe not in the timing you would like, which is another one of, you know, life's little problems, but I do see it working out. And I also feel that this is, in the bigger picture, it's something for you to start thinking about, what if I can't count on this person as the middle person? Is there another person to be the middle person? You know, what if that person moved away or dropped dead, God forbid? You'd have to figure this out. So maybe this is a little bit of a tip-off to you that the time has come for you to expand. Maybe that person was perfect for who you were at the time. And now you're going into this bigger arena, and now maybe it's time for you to have other contacts or connections or whatever.
And I thank you, Debbie, for giving me the opportunity to kind of show people what it feels like to have a reading here and to talk with you and allow themselves to just kind of open up to what you have to say and go back and forth with that. And now I want to go to the phone line, 315-503-1326, to give an opportunity to others to talk with you, Debbie, and we will hear from those callers tonight. And so let's get started now.
Okay, Melissa, thanks so much for calling in tonight. Have you ever had a reading before?
No, I have not.
Okay. Well, let me just give you my little speech. And
okay.
It really is easy. You can ask any questions that you want. You can interrupt me at any time. If anything I say is not clear or if you want more details, just let me know because I can always get more for you. Do you have a question in mind tonight?
Yeah, I have a few. They might be jumping around a little bit.
That's no problem. But I'd like to talk first.
The first thing I was wondering, are there any important dates this year for my husband and I or any of our family members?
Okay. Let me just tune into you for a minute, Melissa. Let me get going with your energy before I do your questions.
Okay.
Okay. One of the things that I always do when I tune into somebody is I get a quick little symbol. It's just a little symbol or picture that jumps in my head. Your symbol is kind of a funny one. It shows a cat scratching on a scratching post. Now, I don't know if that means that you have a cat. It doesn't matter because it's symbolic. And usually when a cat is doing that, they're you know, doing something with their nails. I don't know if they're sharpening their nails or if they're dulling their nails, but whatever it is, it feels good to them, right? So there's something coming up for you over the next 2 or 3 days that is where you are going to be doing something that is that aggressive. If you've ever watched a cat do that, they're really tearing it up, right? Or if you've ever watched them do it on your furniture, they're really tearing it up. So you are going to be very much that person. Maybe aggressive with your ideas, with your temper, with your humor. It's just where you want to remember that you are the strong one. You're coming on strong, and you really don't want to be taking offense if somebody doesn't like that. All right?
Okay.
So what I'm going to say to you is you want to be the nice little pussycat that is being so sweet, and I have a feeling it will get you farther in the long run. Okay?
Okay.
Now, you were asking about important dates, and I don't get dates or names and places in that regard. But what I do feel for you is that the spring is an extremely important time for you and your husband. What's his first name?
His first name is Glenn.
I'm not sure if you already have plans, but it feels like it's a very big time financially, as well as something that you might have been planning or hoping is going to happen. I think it's probably going to happen in the spring. So this would be the sort of thing, if you were wanting to sell your house or buy a car or get a new job or take a trip, you know, I think it's absolutely going to happen in the spring. One of the things you want to watch out for is that by end of spring, early summer, that has already begun, whatever that thing is, and then you're really in it. So if you aren't wanting to have, the fallout of something new, interesting in your life, then don't sign up for it at the beginning of spring. Do you see? So I feel as if I'm talking about something financial, but it could include, it could be job related. It could be where you're going to invest money, go buy a new house, you know, that kind of a thing. And then you would find by July that, oh, my God, we didn't realize it was going to cost us this much more, or the new job was going to take so much of our time. Do you see what I mean? So it's going to be exciting in the spring, but I think you're going to make sure you know what you're signing up for before you do it. If you aren't aware of the fallout make sure you know what's going on before you sign up for it.
Okay.
Okay. Do you have something already that you're working on or planning for that time period?
Not really. I just wondered, you know, New Year, if there were any new things coming up.
Well, yeah, this feels big. It really does. When's your birthday?
October.
Okay, so the spring is your six-month anniversary of your birthday, and that's how I tell time. I'm not an astrologer, but I tell time by that, and the 6 months to me is always the second, it's the second big energy push astrologically, but to me it's always the better energy. So I really do feel that you might find this spring is really pretty hot. So I definitely want you to go for things that you've only been thinking about. Or if it is that push, okay, we are going to sell the house or we are going to take a big trip, just do it. But just know that down the road behind it, there's more to it. Even if it means that you're paying the bills for two more months, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
What other questions did you have?
I was wondering with spirit guides, as far as, you know, my spirit guides go, or if I have maybe family members that are around me. I just kind of want to know maybe what spirits, I guess, are with me.
Okay. They actually are quite separate. Spirit guides are not people that we've known in this lifetime. We've probably known them in other lifetimes and become quite close to them, and we all have a number of spirit guides. Your strongest spirit guide right at this time is a female, and that's kind of unusual because normally if you're a female, your strongest guide will be male. But right now, your female essence is very, very strong. And that's you as the cat scratching the scratching post. That's that very strong, aggressive energy. So this female is coming in a strong way to help you to do those things that are coming through your right brain. That's the feminine aspect. So it's your creativity, it's your femininity, it's your nurturing aspect. If you're being a healer or a mother or a wife, you know, this is going to be your feminine aspect. She's giving me the name of Helena, and I believe you did know her in other lifetimes. So it's a very big help to you to have her around you. But you have many others. Do you have children now?
No, we don't have any children right now.
Is that something that conceivably, to use a pun, would be something you'd be interested in having happen this year if you were to get pregnant?
Yes, I would.
Okay, because that to me was the first thing that jumped in when I was talking about the spring. And then when I saw this female guide, usually that's what's going on when you have your female guide be stronger than a male guide, is that you are about to become pregnant. So I'm glad that's a good thing. You know, sometimes it's not.
Yeah.
But I'm glad to hear that that would be a pleasure. I do feel for you and ultimately three children. But I don't think you're having triplets right now. I just feel that in time...
Thank God.
Yeah, there will be three. Two will be born close together, and then one will have more of a gap.
Okay.
Okay. What else would you like to... Oh, about the deceased loved ones. Now, that is a little bit different than the spirit guides. The first one that comes through feels like it would be a mother or a grandmother to your husband. Were you close to one of his female family members that has passed over?
Not really. He did have, both of his grandmothers have passed. One passed before I had ever met him, and the other one passed after we had dated. I'd met her a few times, but
I'm just going to describe who this woman seems to look like or what she's like as a person. She would have been kind of on the small side. I believe she was a kind of a busy person, a lot of energy. She was always doing something. I feel she had a good head on her shoulders. She probably, at some point, worked outside the home. And I think she was somebody that was very, very, very fond of your husband, like just crazy about him. Does that maybe sound like the woman you met?
Yes, that sounds a lot like her.
Okay, good. Because I feel it is somebody that you had met, and she's so fond of you, and she wants you to know.
Oh, good.
Yeah, she's going to be helping.
I always hoped that she would approve of me.
Absolutely. She just thinks you're the best thing that ever happened to him. So the thing I want to say is she's helping with this whole pregnancy idea. So she's going to help from the other side. And you know,
that's wonderful. That's
the
great to hear.
The loved ones on the other side meet that child before you do. So that's kind of a fun thing too.
Yeah, that is.
Now I also am bringing through a gentleman. This is from the older generation as well on your side. He would be a grandfather or a great uncle or a great grandfather.
I have both of my grandfathers have passed for me.
Did you meet them both?
Both of my grandfathers have passed, and I was about a year and a half.
Okay.
And then the other one I was like 9 when he passed.
It's more likely going to be that one, but let me just describe who I'm seeing. This would be a gentleman that really was a gentleman. It would have mattered to him that he used good manners and good etiquette. And he's very fond of your whole family. He's really the protector of the family. And he's going to definitely be helping with your pregnancy, with your marriage, with your career. This is his idea of a good time, is he's going to help everybody.
Okay. Does he have any, like, personality traits that came through on him, or?
Well, just the fact that I think he was a hard worker. I think he was somebody that, you know, if it took having a second job, that's what he would do. Or if he had to be the guy that would, you know, not get new shoes that year, you know, he would do whatever it took for the good of the family. It was all about the family for him. I don't know if that is something that you knew about him, but he really is a family guy. The last thing that I want to talk to you about actually is about somebody that you're going to be meeting over the next few months. This to me would be somebody who would be a new friend for you. This could be a new somebody that you work with. It could be somebody that ends up being your midwife. You know, it's a female. It's somebody who is really going to be a real asset to your life. She's a little bit older than you, on the small side, very good at what she does, but very funny, and you'll be very glad that she entered your life. So keep an eye out for her.
Okay.
Alrighty. Well, thanks so much for getting in touch tonight. If you have any other interests.
Yes, thank you so much. It was wonderful.
You can always get in touch with me through my email address. It's debbiec1953@hotmail.com. I'm also on Facebook, and my number is 315-247-9088. Okay,
Melissa? Yeah, I definitely would like to speak with you a little bit more, maybe about some more things and see what we've got going on.
All righty then. Well, thank you so much, and you have a good evening.
Thank you. You too, Debbie.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Have you ever had a reading before?
Not really. I was going to say back in college, somebody was kind of dabbling in
sure.
it. Sure. I mean, that was like a bazillion years ago.
Okay, so you're due for a reading.
I know.
Yeah, you're due for a reading, that's for sure. Well, with my readings, you can ask any questions that you want. You can interrupt me at any time. If anything I say is not clear, just let me know so we can always just get more for you. But I was asking if you have one topic in particular that's of interest tonight.
Yes, I actually do.
Okay.
I'm currently in a relationship.
Uh-huh.
And my big question is, I'd like to know where this relationship is headed.
Okay, great. Well, let me just tune in to you, and I have to talk about you for a minute. I always get a quick little picture that jumps in my head, like a symbol, when I first tune in. Your symbol is kind of a silly one. Did you ever play with string, like a cat's cradle, and you would do it with kids? Well, you're doing that right now in my picture in my head, and all you're doing is making a lot of knots. You're not really coming out with the right end result that we would usually want. So what this means to me is that over the next 2 or 3 days, I want you to back off of something. It doesn't necessarily mean your relationship. This could be anything going on in your life right now. But what it says, it's saying you're getting yourself too tangled up in it. If your emotions are involved, or if you're trying to get too many people into the picture, it just means back off. Stop doing it the way you're doing it. For example, you might be trying to organize a party, or you're trying to get everybody together on the right date, or maybe you're trying to help people who've got problems. But right now, for the next 2 or 3 days, this is not what you should be doing. It's just not going to work out for you. All right? So you just get cool, calm, and collected for the next few days. Do other things, but don't try to be maneuvering with other people or other outcomes. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So now, what's the gentleman's first name?
Okay, Chuck.
All right. This is actually a very good relationship for you. The two of you have had many lifetimes together. I don't know if you have any belief that you've lived before, but I believe we have. And you've been together in other lifetimes in good, solid love relationships. The thing about this one right now, I feel as if you actually are more, you're more tuned in to what you want. And my sense with Chuck is that he's kind of just enjoying the moment, if I can put it that way. So I don't know if you're actually getting to a point right now where you're looking for more commitment or more of a promise or more of a long-term contract. I don't get the feeling from him that he's ready to put his money where his mouth is. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I would want you to be rather, again, cool, calm, and collected with regards to this relationship for at least another couple of months. When is your birthday, Barb?
It's November 28th.
Okay. Well, right now, February 28th is your 3-month anniversary. I don't think that's enough time. So we're looking now for your 6-month anniversary, which would be May 28th. And I'm not an astrologer, but I tell time in my readings by your birthday. Right now, you don't feel like you're strong enough to make this all happen, even with your little symbol. You're tying things up in knots. So I want you to be very low-key, not giving any pressure or stress to the idea of a long-term commitment until after the end of May, all right? In a sense, what I'd love to have you do is have him have to chase you a little bit more, if I can put it that way. If you're too available or he's too comfortable with it the way it is, I don't think that this is helping your cause if what you want is something more permanent.
Hmm. You're kind of hitting the nail right on the head.
Well, that's what we hope to do. The fact of the matter is, my sense with him is it's not about how much he cares for you, because he does. It's what it's going to require of him. What is it going to mean in terms of changing his life, or what sort of changes will happen? And that, to me, is what's stopping him from pushing forward in quite the way you want. So I actually have to say, I would want him to feel like he could lose you in the end, and get a little bit of fear going there, because, you know, fear creates a response. Do you see what I'm saying? If you're just too available and he knows how you feel and you're there no matter what, why should he push any harder? Does that make sense?
It makes total sense, actually,
okay,
because that's exactly what's going on.
Okay. Well, I'm glad I'm glad that we know that, so that, you know, you're not surprised by what I'm saying. But now it's a matter of you getting a little bit more maybe cagey, or having a strategy.
I don't know how to do that.
Well, I know. And how long have you been seeing him?
About 9 years.
Oh, jeepers.
I know. And what happened is we were living in the same spot, not the same place, house, but the same spot, and then I had to move away, so now we've been apart living for 2 years.
Well, but I'll bet you that you've made life just as lovely even though you're apart. You have filled in for him, in other words, in every way he's needed, so that, you know, he hasn't got anything to complain about. You haven't made him hungry, in other words.
Well, exactly. And see, that's not my personality, so I don't know even how to do that.
Well, you've got two choices. After 9 years, you can expect that maybe this is the way it is. That they stop looking for more. In other words, become content and accept and embrace what you have. Clearly, he's, you know, he loves you and wants to be with you. Or the other way to go is to say, you know what, I just plain want more, and I'm going to start dating other people. And that's the way that's going to be. Even if it doesn't happen overnight, the essence of your energy will change, and he will feel the difference, that you're not anymore 100% for him, that you're 95% for him and 5% for other people. And that will change things.
Okay. Very interesting. And what's interesting about this whole thing also is 2 years ago, when I had to move back to where I am now, he actually asked me to marry him. He gave me a diamond.
Wow.
And then dropped it.
Huh. Well, did you say yes at the time? Did you say
yes?
Yes,
I did.
So then you couldn't bring it back up?
No, and every time I would bring it back up again, he would be like, well, I just don't want to talk about it. And here it is 2 years later.
Yeah. No, you're going to have to make a pretty determined move to let him know that that's just not acceptable anymore. He either wants you and he's willing to put his money where his mouth is, or enough is enough. You're not getting any younger. You know, if you're going to go out and find somebody new who appreciates what he has, you got to get moving. So I'm going to have to wrap up our call, but
okay.
You're going to be able to see on the Facebook page, and Dan's going to let us know how we can be in contact if you'd like to get in touch with me. I'm pretty easy to find. My website
is... Okay, yes, I think I would.
My website is deborahcrossman.com, so it's really easy, and you can always get me through that, or
okay.
Deborah Crossman on Facebook.
Okay.
All righty. Well, thank you so much, Barb, and good luck with everything.
Well, thank you very much, and be safe with this lovely snow.
I know. Thank you again for calling in tonight.
Okay. Thank you so much, Debbie.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Hi, Debbie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Can you hear me all right?
Yes, I can hear you fine.
Good. Have you ever had a reading before?
Yes, I have.
Excellent. All right. With my readings, you can ask any questions that you want. You can interrupt me at any time. If anything I say is not clear, or if you want more details, just let me know, because you can always get more. But for tonight, because it is a short little reading, is there a particular subject matter or topic that you'd like to ask about?
Basically, I'd like to see if anything is coming through from the other side. I have quite a few people who have passed. So.
Okay, perfect. I got to talk about you first, and that's how I pull them in. And one of the things that happens when I tune is I get it a little symbol. It's just a quick little picture that jumps in my head. Your symbol is kind of a funny one. I'm not quite sure what this means until I say it, but you are being the panther. You know how we see that in the movies, that sleek black panther just kind of crawling through the jungle? And
yes.
Okay. Well, that's you right now. Over the next two or three days, you are going to be that, what do we say, that sleek, that agile, a little bit mysterious. It would also be what's your definition of a panther. But my feeling is it's a little scary. So if you are going to be having dealings with people over this next few days where maybe you could come on a little too strong, or they are already a little bit, intimidated by you, I would want you to go into the situation knowing that, because I feel as if you have that power. I think you really do have that kind of essence about you. But this weekend is probably really going to be kind of strong, all right? So that means if you got in a fight with somebody, or if you are really arguing your point, you're probably going to knock their socks off, okay? So it's just to let you know that maybe you'll tone it down a little bit, or use that full power as the panther and do what you got to do.
Okay.
All right. So now I'm just going to... I just have to say something else before we do the other side. There's actually an opportunity coming up for you in the next two or three weeks that is a big deal in your career aspect. This to me would be if somebody tried to hire you, you know, maybe away from your present job, or if there was something within your company that you could be promoted and all of a sudden it comes along and you weren't expecting it. This to me is a big surprise for you, and it's quite positive, and they're telling you you should really pursue it unless you feel strongly against it. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So now, first I'll tell you who I see on the other side, and then we can also go by their first names. The one that's standing there right first in line is an older female. This could be a mother or grandmother. This is somebody that I would say would have been a very strong-minded person, but she was on the quiet side. She wouldn't have been a screamer. She would definitely have power without raising her voice, if that makes sense to you. She would be somebody who was a smart person. She had a lot of skills. She might have worked outside the home at some point, but I don't think that that was her life. I think that she was a homemaker. And I also feel as if she was somebody that thought a great deal of you. I do feel you have met this person, even if you were just little when she passed. But I think she already saw in you a lot of this strength that we're talking about with this panther. Do you know who this could be?
I believe that's my grandmother.
Okay, that's my feeling too. What's her first name?
Margaret.
Great. It's definitely Margaret, and she's giving me the nod. And the sense that I have with Margaret is she's wanting you to know that she's at your side. I don't know if you've got something coming up this weekend, but she's actually part of your team. You know, she really stands with you. She helps you to think more clearly. She helps you to make good decisions. She sees a lot of herself in you, and she's also so thrilled that you get to be so much more than she was. And so, you know, she really, it's like she's passed the baton over to you, and you are going the further down the race, you know? So she's a real strong supporter of yours. Do you have a husband or boyfriend?
Yes, I do.
Because she's very fond of that person, and she wants him to know that she's also supporting him quite strongly. All right?
Very nice.
Now, the second one that steps up seems to go with her. So it could be her husband, but it could just be from her side of the family. This is a gentleman. I feel as if he's also of that older generation, but he could be a brother to her. He could be an uncle of yours rather than her husband. But he feels like he would have been somebody who was very devoted to her. One of those people that really, she ruled the roost, and this person was happy for that to be the case. He was quite a gentleman. I feel he was somebody that had a lot of talent and skill, but he probably had one job for 50 years. You know, I think he was one of that type in that generation. Do you recognize who this could be?
I am thinking that's my grandfather.
Do you think that's her husband?
Not positive.
Okay, because the feeling is he's so devoted to her. It would be a little unusual if it was the brother. It could be her father, but I feel as if it's the husband because he feels very adoring of her. Do you know if their relationship was like that, that they were quite in love?
I don't know. Now, could it be my father?
Okay. Is that her son?
Yeah.
And he's in spirit? Your father has passed over?
Yes, he has.
What's his first name?
William.
That is who this is. But he just adores her. And so I would have thought it was almost like a husband who would take such good care of her. So was he that type of doting son that would do everything? Oh, there you go. So that's who this is. He comes in very strong with her. The both of them are like your primary supporters. They're very much behind everything that you do so that they're helping you make good choices. Steering you away from bad choices, helping you with healing energy, you know, just doing whatever they can. Do you ever have them in your dreams? Because they're very strong.
Yes, I do.
Oh, good. Because that's their easiest way to come through. And so if we can remember that we saw them in the dreams, that's really a wonderful sign. I feel also with your father coming through, do you have a brother?
No, I don't. I'm the only child.
Does father have a brother? Because I'm hearing the word brother. Okay, so he's talking about being with his brother as well. Is the brother living or deceased?
His brother is living.
Okay, that's what I thought, because he's pointing to, you know, helping you, but also helping this other person. Hold on just one second. Did father pass over from something that would have affected his throat? Because I feel like I'm choking right now.
That would have affected what?
That would have affected his throat. So maybe he would have had a tube down his throat, or he would have...
Actually, it was anaplastic thyroid cancer, yes.
Okay, because I just all of a sudden got that. So that's another proof that I'm tuning into him. Not that he's suffering that any further. It's just a symbol. Did you have any questions you'd like to ask of either one of those people?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Any first name of someone else that you'd like to tune into?
Quickly, there are two people. One would be my friend Paul, and the other would be one of my friends, Katie.
All right. Paul steps right up. This is somebody that comes around you all the time. The great sense of humor. This is somebody who's definitely always trying to kind of cheer you up and buck you up so that you'll do better. He loves that picture of you being the panther, by the way. He thinks that that's...
He loves, pardon me?
The picture of you as the panther that we saw as your symbol.
Oh, I'm sure he does.
Yeah, he just thinks that's so appropriate. So there you go. That's funny. But Paul is around you. Just talk to him. He's definitely there to help. He's somebody that is going to, however, be a more of an uplifting type of energy. So he wants to make you laugh. He's going to tell you, go listen to that song or go watch that movie, you know, in order to help you to feel better about things. And what was your friend's name again, the girl?
Katie.
Katie comes in a more quiet way. I feel with Katie that this is somebody who has really become very serene and very content now that she's passed over. I don't know if she was that way when she was living, but she's really enjoying where she is. And I think what that's telling me is that perhaps she had a rough time when she passed, because sometimes when that happens, they go into the wonderfulness of heaven and they just really eat that up, and that's how she feels. So I think that she's thoroughly enjoying being there. You might not hear from her as often, but she's definitely right there for you, so just call on her anytime. Anything else real quick that I could tell you?
I don't even know.
Okay.
This coming year, is it a good year?
It is. I think that this change coming up with your career feels extremely positive, so that could set you off on a whole new track. I don't know if you're looking for that, but it feels quite good. So definitely pursue it if it comes up. All right, my dear. Well, thank you so much for calling in tonight. If you'd ever want to do anything further with a reading, my website is deborahcrossman.com. My email is debbiec1953@hotmail.com. And you can look me up as Deborah Crossman on Facebook as well. All righty.
Thank you so much, Debbie.
Well, thank you, and you have a good night.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I would like to thank Debbie Crossman for coming on to Wake Up Call DT.com once again, and also your Apple and Google Play Store app, Sports DT. That's SportsDT. Thank you so much for all who have listened in. And please, if you would like to have a reading with Debbie Crossman on WakeUpCallDT.com, make sure to get in touch with me at Facebook.com/WakeUpCallDT, on Twitter @CallDT, that's CallDT, or through email, DTStays@gmail.com. That's D as in Dan, T as in Thomas, the word stays at gmail.com. If you would like to be a part of the next show with Debbie Crossman, Psychic Medium, Crossworks is the name of the show, and you can find it always on the WakeUpCallDT.com website by going to the More tab on the homepage and scrolling down to Crossworks. If you'd like to get in touch with Debbie Crossman for a reading, you can call her at 315-247-9088. If you're outside of New York State, you can get in touch with Debbie Crossman at 1-888-943-7344. Once again, for those of you in New York State, 315-247-9088, or call toll-free outside of the state of New York, 1-888-943-7344. You can email Debbie Crossman at D-E-B-B-I-E, C as in Charlie, 1953@hotmail.com. That's Debbie, D-E-B-B-I-E, C, 1953@gmail.com. And you can also find Debbie Crossman on Facebook by searching Deborah, D-E-B-R-A, J, Crossman. That's Deborah J. Crossman on Facebook. I look forward to having you on the next show, and I look forward for you to get in touch with Debbie Crossman and get a further reading. So if you're on the show, you like what you hear, you want to hear more, you have some more questions, you can get in touch with Debbie any of the ways that I just gave you. And if you would like to be a part of Crossworks, where you get to speak with Debbie Crossman here on WakeUpCallDT.com, make sure you get in touch with me on Facebook.com/WakeUpCallDT or the other ways that I've given you through Twitter and also my email. Thank you so much. God bless you. And Debbie and I will be talking with you very soon.